Now, as you're sitting there trying to find yourself, would you notice how distracting even finding yourself might be? So would you just move your attention from your distractions and finding yourself? Would you simply just see if you can find the middle of your head, that place behind your eyes? And then would you say hello to the scalp on the top of your head, and would you give it the command to relax? Just do nothing but relax the muscles in the scalp on your head. And would you say hello to your face? Would you just relax the muscles in the face? Just relax your eyebrows. And just relax your nose. Never thought about relaxing your nose, I bet. And would you relax your cheeks and your jaw? Now, would you notice if you are thinking, okay, I'll relax my jaw, or are you relaxing your jaw? Two different actions, doing and thinking. Now, would you relax the muscles in the back of the neck? Would you say hello to the shoulders and just relax the shoulders? A lot of responsibilities held in the shoulders. You make a great amount of things your problem that are not your problem, and you hold it in your shoulders. So would you just relax the shoulders? And notice if you're breathing. Would you relax your chest? Say hello to your arms. Just let the muscles in the arms just simply relax. Notice if you've started to wander out of your head as your body begins to let this tension leave. Just move back to the center of your head. As you relax your upper back. Just take a deep breath. And would you relax the solar plexus, right where the ribs come together in the center of the stomach area, right above the stomach? The solar plexus. In Greek, that means the network of the sun in your body. Interesting. Would you relax the stomach, the intestines? And you say hello to the back, can let the lower back relax. Nothing to do, no place to go. Nothing to fix, nothing broken. And would you give the permission to the muscles in your butt to just simply relax? No performance required. Just notice if there's any places in the body that are tight, and would you just simply say hello to them and let them relax? Very simple. Now, would you be conscious enough to be here right now? No place else to be. Now, would you create a needle in your imagination and see it? Would you hold the needle in between your thumb and your index finger of one hand? And between the thumb and the index finger of another hand, would you have a strand of thread? And would you put the thread through the eye of the needle? See it, don't just think it. See how conscious you are. Were you successful? Did you see the thread go through the eye of the needle? One of the great things about imagination is if you can't make the thread go through the eye of the needle, make the eye of the needle bigger. Zoom in on the eye of the needle. And now very specifically, move the thread through the eye of the needle again. Now, in order to get the thread through the eye of the needle, you have to be present right now. Would you notice if your attention shifted? Would you be aware of the shift from where you were to the attention that's required to thread the needle? Now, would you notice if you can breathe and thread the needle at the same time? Be a little amused. Be a little more amused. Now, would you be very clear about being here right now? You can be here right now, right now, right now, right now. You just mastered life. Everything that you hold within you that happened yesterday never happened. And if it happened, it doesn't matter because you're not there, you're here. Right now, right now. Everything that's going to happen tomorrow is just a set of choices that can be changed in an instant and will be. Right now, and let all the clutter of yesterday and tomorrow go away, you will know everything. Now, would you be aware of the difference between where you are now and where you were when you sat down in the chair 15 minutes ago. Would you rather run your life from here or run your life from there? And notice if you're breathing. Now, without going through the exercise of happy, certain, senior, present, powerful, commanding, graciousness, would you be there? Just move yourself to that place of commanding your power. Don't think about it, just be powerful. Now, from this place of powerful and commanding, without any doubt, would you just simply love yourself? There is no second opinion. What other people think of you is none of your business. Your business is about commanding yourself. Take another breath. Be happy. Be present. Just be powerful. Now, would you create a needle and see it? Would you have a strand of thread and see it? And would you simply thread the needle, no hesitation, no doubt, no second guessing? Be that focused. Now, would you make the head of the needle big enough? A little bigger. Now, would you take yourself and would you move through the head of the needle? See yourself go all the way through it. See yourself come out the other side of it. Look at the needle from the other side. No problem. Now make the needle small. Now take yourself down to the size of the needle to the point where you can still move through the head of the needle even when it's small. Make yourself small. Now make yourself big and see the needle as an inch in size. Anybody have any difficulty moving yourself around? The key is just simply your attention point blended with your intention will allow you to create your life. If you choose to live in the human emotional darkness, versus the spiritual light that you are, you will have the darkness. But if you choose to move through the eye of the needle into the light, you will have this light. You just did it. It's just a belief of which side of the veil do you want to be on. Most everything you've learned in the human dynamic is not accurate. It does not support you as a spiritual being. But it was very important to go through contrast. Now, would you just take a breath and then let the breath out? And then as that breath is fully extended or to a comfortable place of extension, would you breathe in again? Start to create that flow of consecutive inhales and exhales without them being interrupted. A very simple way of doing this is simply breathe in through your nose and then exhale through your mouth, creating what feels like a circle. So you just breathe in and then it just blows out, and then as it extends outward, just breathe back in through your nose, just a circle, little loop. Notice if you're in the middle of your head. Now, would you give the command to the first chakra to close down to 10% open? Don't go to the first chakra. Just command it. It will get quieter. And without going to the second chakra, would you give the second chakra the command to close down to 10% open? As your mind wanders, your breathing will be interrupted. If you can keep your breathing continuous, it will stabilize the mind. Now, without interrupting the breathing, would you be aware of a line that runs vertically through the center of you, the breathing tube? It's about the diameter of your thumb and forefinger put together, the circle that that forms. It starts from a place about 7 or 8 inches below the tip of the spine and extends to a place 7 or 8 inches above the head. As you have creating this consistent breathing, would you just have the image of pulling in the next breath from both the top and the bottom, and having that breath meet in the heart? And as you exhale, just allow that breath to form a ball of gold energy around the fourth chakra. And just take the next breath in. Continue the continuity of the breathing. Be happy. Now be seen here in the body as you're doing this. Find that frequency. You are in command. If you are feeling the wave of unconsciousness, just be aware of it and let it pass. You're moving through a wave. Again, would you move to that combined frequency of personal power? Happy, certain, senior, present, powerful, gracious, commanding. Just be those words. Be in charge of this frequency. This is the clearest opportunity you have had for many lifetimes today to let go of that which you don't like holding on to. The resistance, the fear, the anger, the guilts, the pains. Would you, from the place of commanding your power, just simply know that you're dropping those away. Don't go looking for them. They are leaving. As you move through and let go of some of these vibrational frequencies that I just mentioned, you may hit waves of unconsciousness as you move through the layers that you have held yourself suspended in. You just simply be powerful and commanding, and you will soar through those layers. Would you be very selfish right now? This is about you. If members of your family, associations with others that are woven into these layers pop up, just simply notice them, but don't go there, and they will disappear instantly. Bring your crown chakra to gold. Just make it gold. Take it up to that level of gold. Doubt is somebody else's opinion. Confusion is somebody else's opinion. Fear is somebody else's energy that you have given your seniority to. Move past them. would you be aware of the eye of that needle again? Don't go to the needle. Just hold it out there in front of you. And as you peer through the eye of that needle, there will be a golden white light on the other side of the eye of the needle. Don't go to it. Let it come to you. It will start to move in waves, flashes, streaks as it moves around you, within you, and through you. Just focus on the eye of that needle. Be of good joy. Continue the breathing. Don't go to the thought. It will come to you if you breathe. That light will get brighter and brighter. As long as you continue the breathing, the awareness on the golden light of that needle will start to appear around you. It will appear in form. It will appear in emotion. It will appear as wisdom. It will appear as guidance and knowing. Continue to breathe, and the breathing will pull the image to you. Just observe it. Don't think it. The breathing is still moving, it will start to breathe you. As that light consumes you, would you raise the crown chakra to a brighter gold? You may now be aware of a stream of mathematics, symbols, starting to appear. They may be moving by you very rapidly. Would you simply command those symbols to start to move into the body? aware of the breathing. Be aware of that golden white light that surrounds you. Aware of the beauty, be aware of the colors, be aware of the love that you are made whole. Be aware of the light around you. Now, without going to it, would you be aware of the body that you are sitting in? And simultaneously be aware of the light that you are. And you again be aware of your breathing. To be aware of the light that you've just loaded into the body, into the energy field around you, into your consciousness. This is all an awakening, and now is a good time to do that, because now is all you have. Would you be joyful? Bliss will do. Now, from the center of your fourth chakra, would you just be aware of that golden light that sits there? And would you let it start to expand outward? It is the same sun that you use to fill yourself up with, but from the inside out. Would you have the intention of knowing yourself? Be happy. No effort. Now, would you wiggle your toes? Now, from the center of your head, without going to your toes, would you wiggle your toes and just know they are on the end of your feet? Without going to the tip of your nose, would you be aware that you have one? Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, take a breath. And would you go ahead and just open your eyes, stand up and stretch. See if you can do it without jumping out of your body. But stand up, stretch the body.